Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
College trustees approve land purchase agreement for NZ Building. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Gillette College trustees have officially endorsed a purchase agreement with the City of Gillette, paving the way for the expansion of the college campus by approximately 6.5 acres at a cost of $2.4 million. The Gillette News Record reported the acquired land, dubbed the NZ Building Lots, is intended for the future NZ Applied Learning Center. The agreement stipulates a closing date of December 1st this year. If the college fails to secure funding or commence construction within 10 years, the city can repurchase the lots for $2.4 million. Additionally, if substantial construction is not completed after 20 years, the city has the option to buy back the lots for a dollar. Some trustees expressed concerns about potential disputes arising during the purchase process. Trustee Allison Ox-Gee said, "If there's a dispute that comes up during this purchase and they determine for some reason that's not within the due diligence provisions, that it's no longer a good idea, not saying the city would force us to execute on this contract, but as it's written, they would have the ability to force us to purchase this property." Ox-Gee believes it's highly unlikely a problem would arise, but some examples could include if the college didn't have funding for the closing or construction wasn't able to begin before the slated timeline. She said she'd asked the college's board attorney to speak with city officials about the language, but they weren't willing to budge on the issue. Trustees emphasized the long-term importance of the land for campus growth and community investment in the college's future. Legislators question Wyoming's litigation representation amid Gray's involvement in Trump case. The Wyoming Secretary of State's budget is sparking a debate over the representation of the state's interest in litigation. According to WyoFile, a proposed amendment aims to restrict the Secretary of State, Chuck Gray, from using state funds for out-of-state lawsuits, citing concerns about multiple state executives taking conflicting legal positions. Representative Clark Stith of Rock Springs said on Monday on the House floor, "The fundamental question in this amendment is, how many chief executives does our state have?" He went on to say, "If each of the five elected state officials can file litigation and take a position for the state of Wyoming outside our state borders, then our state doesn't speak with one voice. It is the obligation and perhaps the duty at times for our chief executive to take such positions, but we can't have five different chief executives for the state." Gray's involvement in a Colorado case regarding Donald Trump's ballot placement fueled the discussion. In November, Gray joined two other Republican secretaries of state in filing an amicus brief that advocated for overturning a Colorado court's decision to remove Donald Trump from that state's ballot because of the former president's role in the January 6, 2021 riots at the U.S. Capitol. That case has currently been elevated to the U.S. Supreme Court. Lawmakers supporting Secretary of State Chuck Gray, who oversees elections, have also made the case that he has Wyoming's interest in mind, being a pro-Trump state. Representative Jeanette Ward of Casper said, "I would like to emphasize that our Secretary of State has an interest in free and fair elections, and when our bordering states start doing wonky things, it could affect us." They also cite examples where the five statewide elected officials have filed lawsuits, including now Governor Mark Gordon, during his time as treasurer, when he sued the legislature in a spat over management of the state's capital renovation. Typically, it's the governor that sets the direction for Wyoming litigation. According to Michael Perlman, spokesman for Governor Gordon's office, the attorney general represents the state in legal matters under the direction of the governor. The Senate removed the restriction while the House retained it, leaving the issue pending resolution in a joint conference committee. A broader amendment targeting other elected officials may be proposed during the budget bill's third reading in the House. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.